Good evening, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my cue video for Friday night, August 3rd. Got a short video here, hopefully. I'll get you caught up on what Q has been posting. It has been kind of a busy day, but not too research intensive. Thank you, Q, for giving me a break, and all the rest of us researchers. For those of you who are following Q at home, you can find Q-Drops on QAnon.pub and a number of other websites. If you have an Android phone and you'd like to get Q-Alerts and Q-Drops, they're both available in the Google Play Store. And right now, Apple doesn't like the Q-Apps, so not available unless you've already installed the app. My theme for this video is Trump Attack Foiled. So we've got this post here. Q reposted these, and these are from June 12th. One of the Anons posted this board in the coming months will be spread and discussed across all platforms. Important to be prepared. That was actually a message Q posted a long time ago, and one of the Anons reposted it. And then Q said, think new arrivals, new people coming in who are curious to learn about Q. Proofs are important. Thank you, Autists and Anons, Q. So we're trying to be a little bit organized here. The mainstream media has pulled out all the stops in their attempts to kill the second revolution. In response to that, I am now converting all of my Q videos from about mid-June forward onto audio podcasts. They'll be available for free on iTunes. I had a couple of people who've been following my podcast for a while who said, hey, you kind of dropped off the map on the podcast. What the heck is going on? And I thought, yeah, you're right. So I'm going to work that into my normal workflow for getting out the threads and the videos and everything else. I will convert the audio to a podcast and put it up there. The podcasts are audio only, and so there won't be any images, but there are a lot of people who don't have data plans that allow them to stream video, and a lot of people don't use Twitter. So I want to reach as many people as we can with information on Q. Having podcasts will make it easier for some people to access the information. Over the next week, I am going to be putting out all of those podcasts on iTunes. It's just a link to my iTunes page. And I also have, there's a podbean.com website where my podcasts are hosted, and they have a nice app that you can install on your phone that'll give you notifications when podcasts come out. Q posted this, and I broke it into two sections because it's quite long. It's just a series of links, and Q has been giving us samples of articles that have been critical of Q, and they've been named sample 1, sample 2, sample 3, and then sample 3 plus. And then Q gave us some more. This was updated, I think, last night. More articles by the mainstream media. Q wrote, what does fear look like? What does panic look like? What does control look like? What does coordination look like? What does fake news look like? Sheep no more. This is sample 4. We're going to look at just some of the articles. CNN put out another article bashing Q. This is one from the Salt Lake Tribune. I think this is a repost of the CNN article, if I'm not mistaken. BBC wrote their anti-Q article. The Independent chimed in and got their Q hit piece going. This one is from Vox. This one is from CBS News. This one is from the New York Times. Global News did this one. We've got Business Insider, and we have Conservative Review. In their latest article, Daily Beast, they've probably written more articles against Q than anybody else. This one is about R-Anon, mocking the people who followed R-Anon during Q's absence. Their centerpiece is, there's a bunch of people who believe that John F. Kennedy Jr. faked his death and is still alive. According to R-Anon, John F. Kennedy Jr. was posting as R-Anon. Q has always told us, be careful who you follow. And now the people who are following that movement have some thinking to do. The Star Tribune published this. And let's see, we've got Fortune Magazine. And we've got one from Bloomberg. I've counted, I think, well over 50 or 60 negative articles from the mainstream media on Q just in the last 2 days. And I haven't even really been searching that hard for them. I've done one or two searches, and you just get all these returns and all these different ones. Q wrote this, full attack mode, Washington Post leading, sample past 5 hours. And this was posted at 8 o'clock this morning. The other one is from last night. Leading up, we've got three articles from Washington Post. Q asks, who owns a Washington Post? Amazon? What three-letter agency is heavily tied to Amazon? And there are links to two articles down here. So this first article from the Washington Post it's pretty interesting. The entire article is about the irony of the fact that the mainstream media has just piled on Q to try to discredit and squash the movement. And now they're whining and complaining because this is the Google search algorithm on QAnon over the last 2 or 3 days. It's just skyrocketed. Everybody and their brother is investigating and looking for Q now. So Washington Post said, you can understand why the entire news cycle about Q, sparked by believers' visibility at a Tuesday Trump rally in Florida, is the best thing to ever happen to its believers. What was once circulated on hashtags, YouTube keywords, and fringy message boards now has an audience of potentially the entire country. There's a lot of people following Q. As P.T. Barnum said, there is no such thing as bad publicity. And Washington Post is learning the hard way. The Anons would like to thank Washington Post for helping with the Great Awakening. One person, one reader at a time, we are making a difference. In this article, Washington Post reporter went to Wilkes-Barre hoping to find some rednecks that they could talk to who are following Q. And in this article, this is actually a very interesting article. It's the third one that Q posted. The writer interviewed someone who is following the Q movement, and the guy is actually, you know, pretty smart, pretty informed. It was a good interview with him. The bad thing, of course, is that the writer put in all kinds of innuendo and insinuations that are not true, including the idea that Q posts are tinged with racism and anti-Semitism, which, although some of the Anons on all the boards on 8chan and 4chan do have racist and anti-Semitic memes that you see out there, Q has never said anything that is even remotely racist or anti-Semitic. Actually, Q has often attempted to be a voice of reconciliation and peace among different ethnic groups. So this is an article from Business Insider about Amazon launching a secret cloud service for the CIA. Jeff Bezos and Washington Post are highly connected to the CIA. This is another article. CIA tech official calls Amazon's cloud project transformative. And Q posted this, something big is about to drop. I thought that interesting because here's this United Space Force account on Twitter. It's not a verified account. I have no idea who is running this account. I don't know if it's connected to the government. It isn't verified. But like the POTUS schedule Twitter account, it seems to be another account that's out there that may be confirming Q drops. So I'm throwing this out there for Q. Hey, I know that you're watching what I'm doing. So if we can get some confirmation on the Space Force account, because Q said something big is about to drop. The Space Force said something big is about to drop on the same day. They posted this on August 2nd, and Q posted on August 2nd. So I don't know. It's just interesting to me. And to make things a little more interesting, there's this. Q posted on July 31st, the world is about to change. Space Force account posted on August 1st, the world is about to change. I don't know if the Space Force account is some account that's just copying Q. I have no idea. But Q and the team, if there's something we need to know, please let us know. I just find it interesting. Lionel from Lionel Nation is going to explain what a LARP is. So listen up.
You're going to hear the following. Again, one, I'm going back to one. Q is a LARP, live action role play. A pretend kind of a game, an animated, constructed. It comes from the days of the world of gaming, which I know nothing about, but you'll hear LARP, L-A-R-P. These are LARP. Q's a LARP. Sounds like a parrot. Like some annoying bird. LARP. Q's a LARP. LARP, LARP.
Thank you, Lionel. One of the Anons posted this link. It is to a Twitter status from Kate Mazzachetti, I think is how you say her name. And she evidently says she stopped an assassination attempt on the president. And the Anon wrote, "Patriot who stopped a possible assassination attempt will be at the Trump rally in a Q shirt. Retweet, there's a chance POTUS might point her out. Q in the spotlight, saving the president." And there is a link to a Twitter article. And over there on the left-hand side, there's a headline from a newspaper, "Trump attack foiled." So we go along, and this is the tweet that was linked to by the Anon from this account, Kate Maz. And there's a picture of the newspaper. She says she's a mystery woman who would like to hug our favorite president. I'm sure Secret Service would have stopped this guy too, but I'm glad I got him off the streets before you arrived. This is a link to the story about the man who was arrested. This is the link to that newspaper article. You have to have a paid subscription to view the page, so I'm not going to go there. Q posted this, VIP access Q. On Reddit Great Awakening, there's a thread on there said, the reason you did not see a lot of Q signs is the Secret Service was taking them. So evidently, Secret Service was at the rally in Wilkes-Barre, and they were taking people's Q signs. They were taking this threat against the president seriously. Q posted this, and it's a link to this Reddit thread. Threat received, U.S. Secret Service acted appropriately. This is not a game, Q. And one of the Anons posted this. Now we know why Q didn't post before the rally. I was expecting Q would be on the board posting before, during, and after the rally, but that didn't happen. And evidently it was because of increased security concerns. Q reposted that post. Since the potential assassin was in jail, who was the threat at the rally? One of the Anons posted this. And these are screenshots of private messages. Person on the left says, I guess you can think of me as a female Seth Rich that knew she was being hunted and took steps to foil them before they could succeed. On the right-hand side, I mean, short of killing these people who you want dead, how can you foil their plans to hunt you down? And then the reply is, I fought alone until last year this time. Had Hillary won, I'd be dead or living under an assumed name in a different country. And the Anon on the right over here said, here's another Kate excerpt. Keep in mind, she wanted to hug the president, which is a bit odd. Why would she want to hug the president? I mean, people want to hug the president, but if you know anything about the Secret Service, generally speaking, you're not going to get within 15 feet of the president unless you have a good reason to be there. So Q posted this, autists present, no connection, logical thinking. Regarding VIP access. The subject, threat to the president, was thwarted. Rally, the Secret Service identified the threat, action was taken. Comms were dark, and this is before and during the rally. Message sent, 5x5, Q. 5x5 is just a military way of saying loud and clear. Do you understand what Q is saying? There was a lot of discussion on the board, and Q posted this, incorrect decoding. It was not about the person. Think about the connection. Threat number one was the guy who, apparently, his story was he was hearing voices telling him to kill the president. Threat number two, okay, so you have a second threat. One equals past related to the newspaper. The second was the future at the rally. One equals two. Post was noted, VIP access. Message was sent, we know, Q. And That is probably going to be confusing, but at this point, I'm not going to say anything more than what Q has put out there because I don't want to speculate about this. This issue is too important to be guessing. Q hasn't confirmed anything else. I've looked at the board, other Anons were making guesses, and nothing has been confirmed outside of that, and I'm not going to get ahead of Q on this. So we're just going to move on to the next subject. Q posted this link and this message across all major mainstream media networks, the link to a Fox article about QAnon, the conspiracy group. Full visibility has many advantages, right on schedule, Q. So Fox would be considered derelict if they didn't jump on like everybody else and say something about Q when every newspaper and news outlet in North America is chiming in about Q. So Fox came in and Q said, look, there's an advantage because we're getting more eyes on, more awareness, more people are becoming interested in Q. There's a lot of people who don't listen to really any other outlet except Fox. So if Fox puts something out there, people are going to get interested in. This is the article here. And they mostly cite other articles, New York Times, Washington Post, and CNN in this article. Didn't do a whole lot of their own research. Q posted this. It's a link to the Donald. It's a forum, and it is a string of comments on a link to the War Economy on Twitter. The War Economy did a thread essentially casting a lot of doubt on Q. Q wrote in here, infiltration, Q. People who are supporting Q on this thread, apparently their comments were being removed. See here, 1,300 comments, 1,360 scanned, 400 removed, and apparently the moderators were removing pro-Q comments. So you have that to deal with. This is a link to the War Economy's thread on Twitter. If anyone is interested in that, you can go on there and find a War Economy. I got a message from a friend of mine today. She's not terribly active politically, but she woke up this morning with a very urgent message that she felt was from God about Jeff Sessions and his safety. I'm just asking everyone to keep Jeff Sessions in prayer. And I don't want to go into details any more than that. Just keep Jeff Sessions in prayer. Q posted these are diagrams from the DOJ Inspector General's report showing the way that FBI personnel interacted with reporters during James Comey's tenure as FBI director here. You've got a reporter in the middle, and you have all these people who are agents of various with job assignments, all interacting with reporter. Here's another one, and here's another one. The amount of leaking coming out of the FBI to news reporters is scary. It's frightening. Q also posted this diagram. It's similar, except that, and you can see here a little bit better because it's a little larger, but between the assistant director and this reporter, there were 21 communications. Between this special agent and this reporter, 23 interactions. And you can see the numbers here. So if you look at these charts, this supervisory inspector had 13 interactions with the reporter. This FBI executive had 17. So Q just wants us to be aware that there's a lot of interaction between people in the FBI and the mainstream media. This diagram shows the chain of command on the FBI's investigation of the email server, and that is going to be the subject of the next thread and the next video. It'll be mostly, I think, about the email server because the FBI vault made a drop today that is very interesting. What's interesting to note in this diagram of the chain of command, Q highlighted several people, and whenever I move my mouse in there to point them, I get in the way. Tashina Gahar, Kevin Kleinsmith, Sally Moyer, and of course, everybody's favorite Lisa Page are the four people that are of interest there. And then we have this graphic that Q had posted previously. These are all names of reporters who are known to have colluded with the DNC or Hillary campaign during the 2016 election cycle, according to emails released by WikiLeaks. Okay. And we're moving somewhere. Q posted this. And actually, all of these graphics were all posted on one massive post. And I just broke them all down so you could see them a little bit better. Q wrote, figure 3.1 is the FBI chain of command for the mid-year investigation. James Comey, FBI director, fired. James Urbicki, chief of staff, fired. Andrew McCabe, fired. James Baker, he was the FBI's chief general counsel, fired. Bill Priestep, head of counterintelligence, he was Peter Strzok's boss. Power removed, he is a cooperating witness. Lisa Page, special counsel, fired. Peter Strzok, power removed, escorted out of the building, class F. I'm not sure what class F means. Michael Steinbach, John Glacalone, Randy Coleman, Trisha Anderson, Kevin Kleinsmith, Tashina Gauhar, Sally Moyer, nothing to see here, logical thinking, biggest cover-up in U.S. history, attempted. They attempted to cover up all the dirt. And like I said, in the next video, we're going to learn more about the dirt. This is a setup. When Q said something as big as about to drop, I'm wondering if this is what Q was talking about. So this is an updated list of sealed indictments around the country. And this is a link to DA Martin's Twitter account. She is tracking the sealed indictments through the pacer.gov account. The Anons noticed that Eric Trump was tweeting about Jeff Bezos in a Washington Post. The level of hatred and willingness to disparage my family and our great company has never been so ugly and relenting as I've seen recently by the Washington Post. It is clearly coming from the top with one motivation in mind, Jeff Bezos. He even tagged him in it. So Q has been talking about Bezos in Washington Post, and then Eric Trump jumps on Twitter and starts posting about Bezos in Washington Post. And Q says, do you believe in coincidences? And then Q points back, this is a screenshot of Q's post from earlier in the day about Washington Post and Bezos. So the question is Eric Trump following Q's lead? This is a tweet by Jim Jordan that's posted by one of the Anons. Rod Rosenstein says he's doing what the oath of office obligates us to do. Then why has he failed to comply with congressional requests and subpoenas, been caught hiding information from Congress, and according to the media reports, threatened staff on the House Intel Committee? So, oath of office. That's the reference you need to focus on. Yesterday, FBI Director Chris Wray joined Dan Coats, Kirstjen Nielsen, and some other of the heads of the intelligence agencies. And they went to the White House and they made a joint statement concerning the steps they're taking to secure nation's elections. In light of those two things, Chris Wray's statement and Rosenstein's statement that he is doing what his oath of office obliges him to do. On July 25th, Q posted the FBI oath of office. He reposted it and said, think Wray yesterday. Think Rod Rosenstein today. Comms understood. Do you believe in coincidences? Q. So Q once again is pulling our chain and not letting us get a firm stance on Rod Rosenstein. Although Chris Wray, we know we can trust. Rosenstein has always been the big question mark. Can we trust Rosenstein? I don't really know, because it goes back and forth and back and forth. Q posted this on November 5th. Game theory, define. Why is this relevant? Moves and counter moves. Who is the enemy? So be encouraged, patriots. Keep us in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Thank you for your support. Thank you for sharing this on social media. That is all I have for you on this update. This is Prairie Medic signing off. I will catch you on the next broadcast.